Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Huh?
Me too.
Okay. Maybe we should, you know, you want to finish the blues lick thing? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. But you know what? Like that was, if ever I leave you, your solo on that was really dynamic, I thought. Could we slow it down so we could hear what that sound, because it went so fast that I think a lot of people missed some of the.
That's a good point. I'd be happy to.
Slow it down.
Okay.
Slow it down. This is the solo from that. Remember, take it from the.
Yes.
From the bridge.
Do we break it to Michael? Yeah, there wasn't a solo.
Well, let's just say what you were doing on
right.
that
right.
side.
Right, had there been a solo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
do what you're doing.
Sure.
But slow it down so we can hear each,
right, like
where you
a,
go with it.
A section, John? She's been super slow.
Do the A section.
Yeah. Not that slow.
Now, because you miss a lot of that. You miss a lot of that.
You do.
It goes by pretty fast, because play it in real time now.
Sure.
Real time. See, cool. Oh, knock it off. You're kidding around. Okay.
Piano jazz.
That? Jeff Hammond Michael on the bass. John Tulane on the piano. And together they are those two guys. Have you ever been stuck in a car with your family for a month? Oh, my God, this is like torture. Eighth grade student? Yeah? Is it Maddie Brown? Is that you?
Yep.
How are you holding up, Maddie?
I'm getting through it.
You're getting through it?
I'm getting through it.
In the car for a month?
Well, we've been on a cross-country trip, and it's been a lot of driving.
Did you always do these kind of long trips?
Nope, this is our first one.
Whose idea was this?
Look at that man over there.
That would be your dad?
Yes.
Okay. Don't look at him again, though, because it's going to be intimidating, and we're talking about it. And so, I mean, where did you start, and where are you supposed to end?
We started in our home in Connecticut. We went to Niagara, then to places I can't name in order, but... It hasn't really been like entire country, right?
Yeah. You sound a little fatigued, I'll be honest with you.
Sorry, it's been a while.
Been a while, okay. So you don't know how you got here from Niagara, apparently.
We drove, saw places, that's it.
Saw places, did things, ate bad food, slept in lousy beds, pretty much.
Yeah, and tents, a couple of tents.
Oh, and tents.
And sleeping bags, stuff like that, you know, camping.
Did you camp the whole way?
No, not the whole way. We stopped at a few hotels and some hostels.
Yeah. And speaking of hostels, you sound a little like you're pretty much done with this whole family vacation idea.
Thank you, yes.
And you had to do it, is this your brother here now too?
Yep, this is Aiden.
Do you guys get along pretty well? You guys get along?
No, not really.
So that always adds.
I've been with him for quite some time, so that's been enjoyable.
Yeah, that sounds like my brother Arthur used to hit me in the arm with one of those knuckle punches for like 1,000 miles.
Oh.
You realize you never
Don't
use
give
your.
Don't any ideas.
No, you never use. You put the knuckle in there. You do. The knuckle in there like that, and that really. No, don't do it to him. I already did it. He's going to feel that even. That always adds to a trip. You have that added.
Oh, that's going to be scary.
So how much longer you got on the road now?
Like about a week left, I think.
Yeah. A little less than a week. And so where are you headed from here? You're pretty excited about the.
Yeah, I am. I can't wait to get back home and see my friends again.
They probably all moved on, don't you think, by now?
Yeah, probably.
Well, it sounds just great. It reminds me of my old friend. We used to go places like we saw the locks at Sault Ste. Marie for some reason. How many gallons of water? I used to know how many gallons it took to raise a ship in the locks of Sault Ste. Marie. Did you go there?
No. What did we? No.
You might want to head up that way on the way back. You know?
Right. Yeah, yeah. We'll
take a long way around.
Oh, boy.
Don't we have something for Maddie and for the family?
Yeah, we have a way to make the drive even more interminable. That is the
wine.
Well, I was thinking more like the Flashmaster.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Which is, by the way, a handheld computer that makes math flashcards obsolete. Because, you know, it's summer vacation.
Isn't that exciting? That really puts, that's icing on the cake of this ordeal.
It'd be a good choice.
She gets a Flashmaster.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't there something else?
There's wine, but they may be a little young for that.
No, you can't really.
There's a T-shirt.
That would be good. That would be good if they're pulled over by the trooper, you know. Coming through Michigan, that would be a really good thing.
That's right. Yeah. T-shirt?
Huh?
A T-shirt?
What would you like? Anything?
Tickets to Bayfield?
Game or something?
Sure.
How about a game or something? Give them a game.
A game?
Yeah.
How about the What Do You Know party game?
Yeah.
Including a brilliant audience, great contestants, and the Michael Feldman bobblehead.
The bobblehead. Good luck, Gary. Nice to meet you as well. Going back to Connecticut. Sooner the better. I can get that feeling. Well, our family trips are always like that, too. Have you ever been to Denmark? No. Oh. Henrik Kingo. Is that right? Or close?
Henrik Kingo.
That's what I said. Yeah. Why are you imitating me, Henrik?
What?
Why are you imitating me? That's just what I said. Come on down here. Let's meet you. This is Henrik, everybody. He's from Denmark. It says here, where'd you graduate from?
School.
God, you're just like an American kid. There's no difference, I can tell. A little taller, maybe.
Yeah.
What sort of school did you go to?
A normal school, I guess.
A normal school?
Yeah.
Were you normal when you started, or you just end up that way?
Yeah, always normal.
Yeah. And in Denmark, how does it work? Do you go to the schools? You go to either the trade school, or you go on to a academic college or something?
You go first grade and then up to ninth grade, and then you go continue to another kind of school.
Well, it's just like here then, I guess, pretty much. I'm sorry that I didn't. Maybe. So what are you going to do now? Where are you going?
I'm going to take 10th grade. That's optional.
10th grade is optional? That's a good idea.
You can choose to get it, to have it, or not. So
what are you thinking? You think you're going to do it?
Yeah, because I'm young. And
got your whole 11th grade ahead of you.
Yeah.
10th grade, so then you could skip it and go right to 11th, or just take a year off and maybe go fishing?
There's no 11th grade.
Oh, it ends at 10.
Yeah, kind of.
And then you go to university?
You go to, gymnasiums.
Gymnasiums?
Yeah.
So you don't have to go to school anymore, you just go to the gymnasium at that point.
It's still schools, but not, you don't call it school, you call it gymnasium, so...
Is there a ball involved or any sort of push-ups or?
Well, you choose this different kind of angle or way to go. You could go higher technician gymnasium, which I'm gonna do, or you could choose to be a lawyer or take different kind of.
So that's where it divides at that point after 10th.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And what are you thinking of? Which way are you going?
Mechanic.
Mechanic.
Yeah.
Like an engineer type mechanic.
Car mechanic.
Mechanic.
So.
Good man. All right. And then why are you here? Visiting someone, or are you?
Well, I came here for 2 weeks. My English teacher kind of made this trip. And then I'm here for 2 weeks with the Smiths, Rudd and Marilyn.
Yes.
Over there. Yeah. And I'm leaving.
Is it much like your home, or is it greatly different?
Greatly different. Yeah. So, but it's a good way. Different. And I'm leaving on Monday, so.
You know, you could get on this trip here, going back to Connecticut, and really see the country. It's an excellent opportunity because they're seeing all. She can't remember anything she saw, but I'm sure there are a lot of things, and you'd learn a little more about the country. You might talk to them.
I might do that.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Henry. Nice to have you here. Thanks for joining us. And how are we doing, timeline? All right, okay. We got to say hello to our Irish sisters, don't we? can't have Irish sisters in the audience and not talk to them or want to get close to them and find out how they're doing, maybe. And, you know, hang with them a little bit because it seems like the thing to do. Just me here. I don't want to step in anyone. Hi there. Can I get you both to stand up here now? The Irish sisters. I can't keep calling you that. Your names are?
Mairead. Breed.
Mairead and Breed?
Yeah, it's Irish for Margaret. Oh. It's pronounced like parade with an M, so Mairead.
Oh, Mairead.
Breed.
Pronounced like Breed?
Breed.
Okay. Now, but you're from around here originally?
No, we're both from Ireland. Yeah.
Oh, really?
So Breed moved over here about 3 years ago. So I'm a high school teacher, so I get about 3 months off every summer. So I come over here probably for a month every summer.
Yeah. And so what brought you here in the first place?
I work for an Irish company over here.
Oh. Yeah. Which one is that?
Kerry Ingredients.
And what do they do?
They make food ingredients.
That's where the ingredients come from, and they're actually food ingredients.
Yes, yes.
I thought of making them on a 3D printer because I got a guy.
Very interesting. I might have a chat with him later.
So are you doing a sisters kind of thing here? Do you get kind of wild and crazy here? What goes on?
Oh, yeah. We bit of everything. Yeah, we see the local night spots, and we went out for food last night, and then we're on a talk show. I've never done this before, so this is fantastic. Like.
In the night spots, pretty good?
Oh, yeah. They're good.
Are you dancers? Do you dance?
Not
you go out?
No. We're more sit
karaoke?
Up.
Karaoke? More karaoke?
No, I'm afraid I wasn't blessed with a voice for singing at all. Yeah. No.
Okay, so what sort of spot was it then?
We just do the bars.
Just the bars.
We're Irish, like, so. Okay.
And then how long are you gonna be with us?
I go home on Tuesday. So I've been here since the 24th of June, so it's time to go home.
Could be worse, believe me. It could be on the slow road to Connecticut. That could be worse. Well, nice to have you both here. And then, so what's going on tonight? You're going to do a little more of a carousing?
We're thinking about going to Milwaukee for today.
Milwaukee?
Yeah. So have a look around there for a while.
Yeah, look around. Tell me what you find. It's my hometown, actually.
Oh, really? Do you recommend anywhere?
No. I recommend leaving at a certain point in your life as soon as possible. You know, I'm out of touch with it, but I'm sure you'll have a good time. Very nice to meet you both.
You too.
You too.
All right. We're, what?
We could play the quiz.
Okay. All right. I didn't know what your gesture meant.
Yeah. You know.
It was kind of a shrug and kind of a.
We could play it. Somebody here probably wants to, so.
All right. Well, let's find out.
I want to give them the opportunity.
Sarah's implying that someone here would like to have a chance at the What Do You Know quiz. You saw how it went in the first hour, and it went remarkably well, actually. And, okay, come on. How are you?
Fine. Getting back from a little trip ourselves.
Yeah, where were you?
We started in Long Island, and we've come around and visited my cousins in Minnesota, and then we're heading back through Canada.
Through Canada, that's the long way, isn't it, to Long Island?
It's the only way to get to the Bills training camp.
Really? That's where you're going?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a big Bills fan.
Name is?
Russ.
Russ, give me one good reason why you should be playing this quiz.
Because I've got 1,800 miles in this trip so far.
1,800. And he ain't done yet. Come on down here. Russ. Walk this way. Have a seat there, if you will, Russ. I think that water is still good. I don't think you can drink. I can give you a new one if you want.
No, I'm fine.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay, you gotta hydrate, you know. What about those Bills, huh?
It's going to be a rough year.
Is it?
It's gonna...
I must say I don't follow the Bills, but who are we looking at here in terms of a promising future on the Bills?
We've got a brand-new rookie quarterback that we're going to see how it works out. We've got a good defense this year, and it looks promising on that end, but we've got to get a good line to keep our quarterback healthy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And who is this rookie? Which one did you get?
EJ, and I can't remember his last name now.
Yeah.
Manuel, thank you.
That sounds promising if you can't remember his name. Okay.
I'm stunned by being with you here.
Yeah,
today.
I know. I have that effect on people. Or maybe they were stunned before they met me. I have no idea. But so, are you going to training camp?
Yep. Going there for Friday. No, Monday.
Are you going to be a walk-on? Are you going to try and make the team?
No.
Did you play football?
My sport. only when I was a real little kid.
Yeah.
I coach track and field now.
Oh, you do, yeah.
Yeah, throw a shot put and discus, and my head coach blessed me with the fact that I'll be coaching pole vault next year.
Pole vault?
Yeah.
Do you have to demonstrate that in order to teach it?
They don't make poles that big. Well, they do. They're telephone poles, and that's a caber toss. It's a different thing.
What is the trick in pole vaulting? What do they recommend you
do? I actually found out that really the trick is timing and bravery.
Yeah.
You just got to be willing to ride the pole. Yeah. And
because it seems impossible. Maybe I think too much to be a pole vaulter, but it doesn't seem like it's humanly possible. To do what they do.
It doesn't.
Run with a long, long pole, stick it in the ground, and fling yourself over.
It's exactly what I said when he told me that. I really thought he was kidding, because those of you who are here can tell, I'm a little larger than the average guy.
Yeah.
And pole vaulters are really tiny people. But
some are pretty tall, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're really small, thin people. Thin, yeah. But I happened to go to a great camp this summer to learn how to coach, and it's really not that difficult as long as you hit your positions right. It's really safe.
Yeah. So it's not so much about the mechanics of it, though. It's more the psychology of inspiring your athletes. Is that it?
Does
it teach you in coach camp?
Yeah. It's about getting them to trust in the techniques you teach them. Uh-huh. If you don't get them there, they're never going to be a good pole vaulter.
Yeah. And to feel good about themselves and...
Well,
and their coach.
Well, it's not about...
It's like the Stockholm Syndrome, isn't it? You got to love your coach like he is actually your jailer.
You're very close. Yeah. Really, that's one of the best things about coaching track and field is every kid can have a championship day because all they have to do is do better than they've ever done before or learn something new.
Yeah.
So that's what I tell them, and that's what I hope they do.
Yeah. And the shot put, that's the other one I never
Yeah, I've been very lucky. This year, my number one girl shot putter took New York State Championship.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't.
And what's the trick there? Because, I mean, they made us do that in school, too. And some guys could do it, but I, you know, it would fall in my lap usually when I try to throw it. And that's painful. Shot.
Even worse.
Sit down, John.
The trick with shot put is it's not upper body strength, it's lower body speed.
Oh.
The faster you go across that circle, the further your distance.
Yeah, but you have to have a certain build and stamina.
Yeah, but that's more of that is genetic than anything else. It's whether
I know,
or not you
I mean,
can,
I didn't have it. And I'm, you know, so I was. What was even the point of making me do that?
You got to try things to.
Yeah, to know that you can't do them.
Well.
So it's what'd you say? Body speed?
It's lower body speed.
Lower body speed.
Yeah, and agility. That's what we spend most of our time working on.
Yeah, well, that's interesting too.
Yeah,
very interesting. Russ.
Yes.
You know this quiz works. Someone out there plays along with you.
Yes.
Okay, did you know that? Okay, I just want to tell you something that you know, but that's the way it works. And how do they do that, Sarah?
People who want to play the quiz dial 1-800-942-5669. And answer correctly this qualifying question.
Okay, which I am getting now. The latest near-Earth object, asteroid 2013 Northeast 19, didn't come all that near. I want to know how close did it actually get. They call them near-Earth objects. They're not all that near. So how close, within how many miles should they get?
500.
Within 500 miles?
Okay, no, 200?
Like I say, it didn't come all that close.
100.
Oh, never mind. How many, in terms of millions of miles?
Oh.
How many?
One.
Okay, fine. We'll work that out when we get to it. Let's go to the phones right now. Cindy's on the line from Lakeview, Arkansas. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you relaxing today, or you got things to do?
I'm not. I'm working. I have a resort on Bull Shoals Lake.
Oh, you got a resort.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
I'm cleaning cabins today.
Cleaning cabins. The beauty of owning a resort.
Yes.
You get to clean the cabins yourself.
It never ends.
Never ends, huh? Boy. This is busy season for you? Good year?
Yes. It's very good.
Yeah. So you want to, can you take a break here?
Yeah.
A few minutes? Okay. We had a near-Earth object come by, an asteroid, recently, last week. I want to know, how close did it actually get? It wasn't that near the Earth, but in millions of miles, how close was it to the Earth?
2.5 million miles.
Did you know that for a fact, Cindy?
I heard it.
You heard it?
I heard it on the news somewhere.
And you remember, you're exactly right. Congratulations. Throw away that mop. Excellent. Yeah. 2.6, but we'll let that go. Okay.
Oh,
thanks. Within 100 miles here. Okay. Cutting some
slack.
Yeah. Can you spare the time to do this now? Because.
Sure.
Yeah. You got someone coming in a couple hours?
Yeah.
Okay. Let them wait. tell them the room's not ready yet.
I'll just gesture to them. Go on in your cabin.
Give another cab. Cindy, this is Russ. He's your partner here in crime.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Russ.
And the two of you should cover a lot of bases here, okay? So you work together as a team, we cooperate. So that's just how we are. And then how does that work then?
Well, they choose a category.
Yeah.
Current events, people.
So you're saying we have categories.
We do. We do, in fact, have categories. And
yeah. Are there any categories you recommend?
I think that odds and ends is always interesting.
Okay. Well, should you tell them what all the categories
sure,
are just
sure.
in case they don't feel that way?
There's current events, there's people, there's places, there's things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, there is science, and there is also odds and ends.
Okay. Cindy, you pick first one. What would you like?
How about science?
Since science.
Batting a thousand there.
Okay. Does the female African jacana, a shorebird, choose her mates for body or brain?
A jacana?
Jacana. It's a shorebird.
It's a shorebird.
Yeah.
What do you think, Brad?
Water bird, shorebirds.
Brain? Pure guess.
I'd go along with that just because it's a crazy question.
Well, I'm sorry. It's body. No.
Aww.
Yeah. The female, they're polygamous. Or she is. I mean, she has several mates. I'll tell you that much.
She's not polygamous.
But they're all known for having small brains. So, that would be...
That's sadly,
well, maybe she's flipping.
Yeah, could be.
That's sadly zero right and one wrong.
Yeah, okay, don't worry about it. You'll come back from this. What's left there, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Current events.
Okay, don't trust your instinct this time, Russ. I never trust my instinct anymore. I learned. Adding insult to injury of the injury of 1865, what American icon was splashed with a very unattractive light green paint?
Huh?
Adding insult to the injury of 1865, what American icon was splashed with light green paint recently in the news? Please.
Light green paint. Oh.
Lincoln.
Oh, I've heard this. I know I heard this.
Well, I have half a mind to clear this room. And believe me, I could clear this room. What?
Lincoln.
Lincoln? You go along with that, Cindy?
Sure.
Yes, Lincoln. Okay. I guess that makes up for the count and your choice of mates. And that would be...
That's one right and one wrong.
Okay, you pulled out of your hole there anyhow. And then what's left?
People, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Cindy?
All right, Sarah wants us to pick odds and ends, so let's go for that, Russ.
All right. Blame her then. Are chimpanzees more complex than humans?
In what way?
I'm supposed to ask the questions here. So it's according to the American Journal of Primatology, and they looked at complexity in primates, apparently. And the question is, are chimpanzees more complex than humans?
Males or females?
Chimps or humans?
Are you talking body or brain?
You guys are giving me a hard time here. I'm just trying to help.
I think they're probably
behaviors.
More complex.
They're looking for numbers of behaviors. Different types of discernible behaviors.
I would think chimps probably would be more complicated. More complex.
More complex than humans? Cindy?
In terms of behaviors?
Yes, numbers of behaviors.
Numbers of behaviors. Okay, I'll go along with that.
Yes, chimpanzees, much more. 55. They have 55 behaviors. Humans have like 5. Guys have like 2.
So, that's why I asked.
Yeah.
Guys or girls?
No, that's a good point. But anyhow, the chimpanzees got it all over us either way. And what's left?
What's left are...
What's the score?
The score.
Now what's left?
What do you want? The score or what's left?
Tell me both.
Okay. There's two right and one wrong, and the categories left are people, places, things you should have learned in school.
You what? Don't yell at me. I'm a sensitive person. And so then what? Now, what? You said what's left?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then Russ.
Shall I repeat them? People. People, places, things you should have learned in school.
Things I should have learned in school.
Okay. School it is. All right.
All right.
Okay, we're talking about this, the royal baby, whatever his name is, George, being the king, next king of England. But in fact, there has not been a king of England, plain old England itself, you know, it's now the United Kingdom, since who? Who was the last actual king of just plain old England? Was it George III, William III, or Edward? The one or the other.
Did you learn this in school, Russ?
The last actual king of England. Just plain old England.
George III.
I think
you've got
George
it on reliable sources there. George III.
George III.
Unreliable?
Reliable.
Okay.
I trust
him. Reliable.
Mm.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. It's William.
Oh, my God.
William the
only people
III.
In America to lose this. Sorry.
Who ruled with Mary II. You remember William and Mary? That was them. Yeah. And that was back in 1689 to 1702. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's two right and two wrong.
Okay, it's more exciting this way anyhow, isn't it? It all comes down to this, huh?
It does.
From which of these?
People or places.
Oh, Cindy?
How about places?
Okay. Okay. No. Okay. The global leader in cash bribes paid. They looked at all nations in the world where you had to pay bribes to get anything you wanted done, basically. The global leader in cash bribes paid, is it Canada, Sierra Leone, or Chicago?
My instincts would run to Chicago.
Okay, don't go with your instincts. I told you before.
Okay,
don't
I,
go
I'd
Sierra
say,
Leone. Stay away from your instincts.
That's what I'd say.
Haven't you learned it? How many years have you been married?
23.
Do you still go with your instincts? No,
no
you don't.
I do whatever I'm told.
Yeah, exactly. Forget your instincts.
Actually, if you would have looked at her question, is that she has no questions because she knows everything.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
in other
God.
Words, a wife. We call that a wife. Yes. Canada, Sierra Leone, or Chicago? Most bribes paid.
Sierra Leone.
I'd go with that.
Sierra Leone, 84%. Oh. The people of Sierra Leone bribe because that's the way it works. Liberia is 75. Least is Denmark. 1% in Denmark.
Only 1%.
Congratulations. Well, hey, you won. I forgot how excited I was for a minute. And what do they want?
Well, Russ, you'll choose from a wide variety of handcrafted artisanal cheeses and their perfect companions at Fromage Nation, a European-style cheese shop with Wisconsin pride on Madison's Capitol Square.
Nice.
Cindy, learn the 10 absolutely worst jobs you could possibly have, but not how to avoid them. In What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. And both of you can maintain summertime freshness with Meshuggah Mints, extra strong, certified kosher, and packed in a reusable tin from the Unemployed Philosophers Guild. And keep your mental faculties alert playing What Do You Know? The Party Game, including the Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Don't grab the poll and show them how it's done. That's all I'm asking of you.
Yeah,
okay. Thanks, Russ. Cindy, hang on. Make sure you get that. Thanks for playing, you guys. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. It was fun.
Attention, Bayfield, Wisconsin. What Do You Know? We'll be under the big top on Saturday, August 3rd. Get your tickets right now by calling 715-373-5552 or by following the links on notmuch.com. remember, you can be part of What Do You Know Live here at the beautiful Monona Terrace in Madison. Ticket and scheduling information is available on our website, thatsnotmuch.com. And come see us in Bayfield next weekend. We'll be Chautauquaing Saturday, August 3rd. Get your tickets and your questions ready for Michael. Call 715-373-5552 or follow the links on notmuch.com. We'll see you under the big top. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is, of course, Producer International. Adam Friedrich's our producer, with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine, with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Kohlberg.
Thank you all for coming. See you next week in Bayfield under the big top.
PRI, Public Radio International.